Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Security Channel at Network Computing. I'm Kurt Franklin, Senior Technology Editor, and today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Rather than listening to just me pontificate on one of my favorite security subjects, we've got a brief interview with Josue Fontanez, Product Manager in the Security Business and Technology Unit of Microsoft. Josue came down to Gainesville to talk to us about ISA Server 2003 Enterprise Edition. We got to see some nice demos, keep some good software. More on that later, because you're going to be hearing a lot about us using the product. And at the end of his visit, we were able to sit down for just a few minutes with a microphone between us to capture some questions and answers on some of the big issues concerning the product. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you get something useful out of it. And I hope you will keep returning to the Security Channel at Network Computing. Okay. It is April 12th. This is Kurt Franklin from Network Computing, and I am here with
Josue Fontanez, Senior Product Manager in the Security Business and Technology Unit at Microsoft Corporation.
He's been down here at the University of Florida doing some demonstrations for us with the new ISA Server Enterprise Edition. And can you tell us a little bit about what the differences are between the Enterprise Edition and the Standard Edition?
Sure. With the ISA Server 2004 Enterprise Edition, we focus on three main areas, which was around scalability, manageability, and availability. With manageability, we wanted to make sure that enterprise customers could be able to manage enterprise policy across a large group of servers, including branch office servers that they have deployed in their remote offices, as well as centrally monitor and manage that environment. And then as far as high availability is concerned, we've integrated network load balancing into the ISA Server 2004 user interface, so customers can deploy some common scenarios such as VPN or web publishing to enable these scenarios very easily. And then with scalability, you have the concept of arrays, being able to deploy clusters of servers to respond to specific or multifunctional requests while being able to scale out with the processing power as needed.
Okay, well, obviously from the name of the product, Enterprise Edition, this is not defined as an SMB product, but can you give me some idea of the targeted customer for the Enterprise Edition of this product?
Sure. We focus on a few different scenarios in the enterprise. One, we focus on customers that want to enable Microsoft applications. A good example of that is with Exchange Server. A lot of customers want to enable Exchange, and in the enterprise, they usually have their Exchange Server environment load balance. So they're going to want to use Enterprise Edition to publish out those Exchange Server services on the internet and use a network load balancing feature in Enterprise Edition to be able to do that. Second, for customers who have a lot of branch offices and want to manage both an integrated firewall, VPN, and cache solution centrally across those branch offices, is a good scenario for us. And then third, customers that want to enable VPN services, whether it be in the branch or at the corporate office, they can enable that really easily while taking advantage of the advanced protection with the integrated application layer filtering that ISA Server provides.
Outstanding. Now, this product went general availability on March 1st, so at this recording, we've got probably 6 weeks since that introduction. How has response been in the field?
Response has been very positive. One of the key things that customers are really looking at with ISA Server, both Standard and Enterprise Edition, is the fact that we're trying to provide a solution that is really easy to use. We know security solutions today are not as easy, so we want to make sure that, one, we provide a solution that's easy to use. Second is take advantage of the integrated application layer filtering in ISA Server 2004 to make sure that customers are protected at the layer 7, and customers have been very receptive to that.
Okay. Can you tell me, we've been looking at the Microsoft architectural roadmap as part of our coverage, and we've got some upcoming things that will deal with that, but where does this product really fit into that roadmap? While you're thinking about that, let me loop back to another question on the hardware. What kind of hardware should people plan on having available if they're going to deploy the ISA Server Enterprise Edition?
it really depends on the scenario. If customers are going to be doing exchange publishing or publishing specific websites that are based on SSL, obviously SSL does require some processing power. So we have some configuration guides and basically sizing guidelines on our website that really takes advantage of based on requests per second and things like that. If they're doing basic outbound web filtering, URL filtering type things, those require less processing power. And again, we have sizing guidelines on our website. And then as far as your question about roadmap, again, we believe that customers should have a layered defense strategy. So we're not asking customers to rip out any of their security solutions. We're really asking them to complement some of those security solutions. So as far as the overall security roadmap, you know, it's really critical that customers protect themselves at the edge, both inbound and outbound, and ISA Server plays a very significant part in that roadmap.
Super. Well, thanks very much for making the long trip down to Gainesville, Florida to talk with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk with us on tape. And this is Kurt Franklin with Network Computing. Until next time.